I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens.
Now shut up.
Hello. Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark, how are you?
Good. We're catching up.
We are catching up.
It's so much easier to harmonize in person.
To cut off in person.
Do you have notes for my harmonies? Like, is there anything I could be doing to make it sound better?
No. You do great. Okay. I think it's just the syncing thing.
We've never practiced.
No. Not nary a rehearsal.
It just naturally
just happens.
Harmonious.
Meant to be, I guess.
Wow. You know, it's nice, though.
It's nice.
Probably hard to do outside.
Outside? Well,
the walls help?
Sure. You can hear yourself a little better. You were like so pleased with yourself. You're like, I made up something. Is there a kernel of truth to it?
Yes, there was. You're like, this feels true, but I have nothing to base it on. And then you find out it is true. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You ever have those kind of moments?
Oh, sure. Hunches. I think you do that a lot.
I have hunches.
You'll be like, I think it should be like this. And you'd be like, that doesn't make sense. You're like, oh, okay. Okay, I was wrong. Anyway, moving on. But you do come out with such conviction and confidence.
Yeah. But I'm also happy to be wrong. You know what I mean?
I would say you're happy, but like you accept you roll
very
over
quickly.
Very quickly. Yes. Not roll over sounds submissive.
This could be true. I could be wrong, but right. It could be true.
But I think, yeah.
I hope it's true.
Well, it's funner, I guess. Or is it?
It is funner.
It's funner for you, not always.
Yeah.
Over in the larger picture, maybe.
Well, we are catching up.
We're catching up. For those who, this is the first time.
My God.
We have done one of these on the free feed.
Yeah, this is what you've been missing.
This is what you've been missing, guys.
Let's be honest. This whole episode's just going to be an ad. Because we're going to do one of these a month for a $7 tier. Let's
just
get out of the way.
We'll get that out of the way right now.
All right, so now you know, we'll probably bring it up again at the
We'll bring it up
end.
At the
but
end, but the plan is to do, yeah, if you want, we'll do one of these a month, and you can, the regular Patreon would be another level. For an extra $2, you get this episode once a month.
Yeah,
you get to
go.
Ask questions and have fun, and you could be engaged more. How about if you subscribe to it, like you can pitch ideas more that we could maybe do, or like larger questions.
Larger questions.
Larger,
Why
bigger, wider
God?
Umbrella questions.
Why is God? That's the bigger question.
Oh, that's a $2
but speaking
question.
Speaking of questions, John.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Back from New York.
I'm sure you guys remember, or who knows, but I had a show that I wrote that happened first happened here in LA a few years ago. They say off Broadway. I didn't feel off. I mean, it felt wonderful, but it.
What does that mean? It didn't feel off Broadway.
I guess because it was just a 2-week run in a venue.
Oh, does off-Broadway feel like bigger or something?
To me, I guess if like an off-Broadway show, like when I, it's like who knows how long it's going to run, that kind of thing. This felt like a limited run.
Oh.
Which I think suppose still qualifies. I feel like I'm
there
just downplaying my own show, which is dumb. Sure,
you're
definitely.
You're poo-pooing it.
I mean, the worst. Anyways.
Isn't anything not on Broadway off-Broadway? Or is there like...
That is a distinction. There's also like off-Broadway, and then there's just stuff like you wouldn't call like comedy... Like stuff that happened at UCB, I say like wouldn't even be in that... you wouldn't measure it by that metric.
No one would talk about it. Is what you're saying? Okay.
No, not at all.
These are in from the Broadway community. God forbid they collaborate. True.
Right.
So was it fun? Was it fun?
I had a great time. It was so wonderful to have a show up. It was great to be back in New York, as I used to live in New York.
Working in theater.
I had like a thing, and it was also sort of perfect in that like I wrote it, so like it got to a point where I was like. The show opened and like my work was done. Not like the actors who
you
like
could just enjoy it.
I could completely enjoy it. I could get as drunk as I wanted, do whatever I wanted.
Is everything all right? You
know? It was a real lot of soul searching.
Okay.
But I was able to. I didn't have the burden of having to perform or give a performance.
None of that performer anxiety.
So I got to just hang out and have a great time and see some friends. I didn't do as much as I should have. I didn't get to see as many friends as I wanted to. Also, listener to the podcast, I should apologize.
What did you do? You stood them up?
No. Jono, he worked at... the Whitney Museum, and he offered me free tickets, and I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't think about it enough in advance. It was very short-sighted of me and sort of wrong of me, but I just want to say thank you to Jono. That was very sweet, and even at the last minute, he was like, "It just sort of fell apart, all for my fault." But thank you.
What can you do?
What can you do?
Well, what did you do? Did you do anything else?
Yes, I saw. I mean, I got to see the other shows. I saw A Strange Loop, which I really loved.
I hear it's amazing. Is it like? Science fiction?
No.
Okay. It's, then I have no idea.
It's sort of, I wouldn't say it's the opposite of that. It's just not that universe at all. It's a gay black man who's like struggling. It's sort of, it reminded me more of something like Company or Sunny in the Park with George, where it's sort of like
a character-y piece.
And yes, an artist
plot.
Talking about their art and their place
That's
in the world.
Cool.
And it's rather than there being like a strong plot, it was more like exploring themes and ideas.
A portrait.
Yes, absolutely. Which was so well done and so satisfying and so great. I could understand if someone's like, there's no real story. You kind of go like, that's not what this is.
Yeah.
But what they're giving you is makes you not miss it, in my opinion, my experience. So I thought that was really wonderful. I was really happy I got to see it. I don't know. It's all written by this one guy whose name is Michael R. Jackson, I believe. He also won the Pulitzer. He won the Tony for Best Musical, and he won the Pulitzer Prize for this.
Well, do you think it would be a good idea to, would I be able to like appreciate if I just listened to the album?
I think so.
Like, make sense of it, you know what I mean?
Enough of it will. And I think also knowing that, oh, there isn't a plot you need to really latch onto. You can sort of like let each number be its own thing in some ways. Yes, they add up and yes, they build off each other, but there's also a development, a degree of like, oh, this is its own number.
I do find, because I really like the documentary Company.
Oh, The Making of Company,
And then like, the songs are so good, but also like when I find like I go back to like, oh, I just want to hear this one.
Okay.
It doesn't hit as hard as like hearing it all in context. You know what I mean? Like you appreciate it so much.
Right. There's
more.
Something more of like an album aspect to it.
Yeah. Like just listening to it as like singles, it doesn't quite like, it doesn't hit as, you know, that's all I can say.
Well, I think what also happens is that those shows tend to like create a world that you're in, whereas like just listening to like Ladies Who Lunch after Beyonce song feels like, what
jarring.
Is happening? Yeah.
It feels like you're listening to something from like Victorian era.
Yeah. Right. Where it's like suddenly a different language, kind of, you know. I totally get that. That makes sense to
me. What was the best meal you had?
I mean,
besides the riches of critical praise.
Indeed. I went to Prince Street Pizza, which is my favorite pizza place in New York. I went there three times. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
What's
love it.
What's so great about this pizza?
I don't know. It's just like their flavors. Their vodka. No, it's just sort of like a regular piece. It's like a regular piece of pizza,
get?
But like the
Cheese?
Flavoring. There's they have a pepperoni, which is like the perfect little cups with a little grease in it. And that's the, what is it called when it's a square?
Chicago style? Deep dish?
No, not deep dish. It's just like, it's not a triangle
pan?
Slice. I guess so. There's like a word for it, but you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
It'll come to me 10 minutes from now, maybe. We'll see.
Less.
It couldn't matter less. Exactly. We're talking about pizza. But they're like vodka slice is just like, I don't know what it is, but
okay,
it's incredible.
Recurring theme. Now we're talking about vodka. Okay, interesting.
Vodka stinger. So I did all that. The show, I was so happy with the show itself. Like I thought the show went really well. The cast was wonderful. It was most of the people who'd done it before. It felt like a really great, exciting time for everyone.
Amazing.
And so it was great. And so I've been back for about 2 weeks now, and I'm definitely like in a process of like, okay, like that sort of overwhelmed my life, not in, like in a wonderful way.
Lost yourself in a world.
And so now what? It's sort of like, you know.
Gotta get through these holidays.
Gotta get through these holidays. That's sort of what's sort of taking my
focus
right
now. That's
enough
to worry about.
I agree. But it also, like, I'm thinking about like, well, what will it be? Like
what
maybe if it's like
it
I don't start something until January,
Have
but what will I start?
Strange loop.
Maybe that's it. I need to start listening to it more.
Have you been journaling?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
You do journal a lot, huh?
I do. I also have journals for different things. Like, I have a journal that's all just it. So, like, when more stuff happens with it, if I, like, want to write about it, I'll write about it in that journal. Or I have just, like, my everyday journal.
Do you ever go back and read them?
Occasionally. Usually when it's, like, if something happens, like, oh, I want to use that for a story, I will go back and look at what I wrote.
But never just for, like,
see what I remember. I always cringe when I read my own stuff.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels very weird to me. I think I've gotten used to, like, this is what it's like, what, like, how I write to a journal, like, how I write, you know? Anyway, how about you? Do you journal?
No.
You don't?
I tweet.
You do tweet, and they're very wonderful and delightful.
That's my journaling.
That's your journal. For now, have you thought about, I mean, like, where are you at with the whole Elon Musk Twitter that is of it all?
If it all, I couldn't care less if it falls apart.
Right, I agree.
The only thing it sucks, like, it is good for, like, exposing injustices, and that is a wonderful tool.
Do you think, do you imagine that something will take the place of Twitter?
I don't think anyone's going to Mastodon. I hope not, because I hope it is just a turning point of us all realizing we don't need to be so obsessed with social media. You know what I mean? Like, it's not something that has to have such importance in our life.
Right.
Like, maybe it's not a thing we're on for...
Always.
All day.
Any
maybe
opportunity.
Maybe check, like, 15 minutes in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's not something we have to be so obsessed with. I think a healthy disconnect from social media is a good thing. So
I think you're right, but I think what will take that to happen on a global scale is, like...
I can only worry about me.
Right, but I think for that, I think you're right. I 100% agree with what you're saying, but I feel like the people who are in control of social media make it addictive.
Of course.
So they have to stop doing that. It's almost like...
The cigarette company.
Exactly.
Who's RJ Reynolds, you know, Elon Musk.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or I would say Mark Zuckerberg.
So I'm not too worried. I'm enjoying watching it happen. Like, it's funny, the detail. Like, he's doing such an awful job.
Right, and it's in front of everybody.
Really funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's really bad at tweeting, and he wants to be so good at it.
Right.
You know, he's just like a fucking dork.
Yeah. And it's like, no, they're really funny people, really smart people who are owning
just
you.
Being like clown on his own website.
I mean, it was so...
billions of dollars.
To me, it was just so fascinating how, with the checkmark thing of like how many things were dismantled like that. Pharmaceutical company losing billions of dollars in stock was like...
But also good. Fuck that pharmaceutical company.
Of course, 1,000%. And,
yeah,
like, and to your point, what a great way to expose like, hey, wait a minute, this is bullshit. Maybe we should stop this happening.
Yeah.
It is weird, the power of social media. Like, even when you think of something... I don't know why I was remembering this the other day, but how...
Why were you remembering?
Bill Cosby was gotten down because Hannibal Buress just sort of made a joke in a stand-up special
viral,
and it just went viral and how that can happen.
That's what I mean. Exposed, like, that kind of stuff is good. So I almost like feel like, well, let's save it for like special occasions.
You know, this is a holiday thing.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, something big happened. Maybe it's a good time to check it in social media. You know, let's see what Twitter is saying or whatever the equivalent is.
The thing that I definitely use Twitter for, being someone who lives in California, is, was that an earthquake?
The weather? Oh, was that an earthquake?
I feel like Twitter, I can trust if something happens within 10 minutes, people will be tweeting about it.
But see, that's if you think it's an earthquake.
Exactly.
That doesn't happen that much.
Correct, but it does, that is, it happens enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do like seeing, like, a TV show, like what people are saying about a TV show.
Okay.
But it's also, that's again,
that's
like
also
another,
podcast,
a special
too.
Occasion. You know what I mean? I don't need to be on it all day.
You don't need to know what everyone thinks of everything that's on TV right now. But if you're like, what do other people think of Game of Thrones? I can check in on that.
Yeah, I can. We just need to be on it less, I think, overall.
I agree.
All I can do, you know, it starts at home.
You can
home.
Only do yourself, of course.
It starts at home.
But you should, for real, follow Mark on Twitter. He's very funny.
Shut up. But no, I'm back from Dollywood.
Back from Dollywood. Let's talk about your Dollywood trip. Let's talk about that.
I didn't have to make many decisions, unlike you, or I could just relax and enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It was, you've been, right?
I have, yes.
So I went with my entire family.
So great.
Parents,
perfect.
Brothers, sister-in-law, nephews, and I brought two friends, Betsy and Tony, former guests of the show.
Of course.
But we got there, we say it like this nice resort hotel, and this man, like this like 5 foot tall, delightful gay man. Mm-hmm. It was like 12:30 in the morning, essentially. Yeah. And he's like about to tell us all, I would give you the spiel, but it'd take 15, 20 minutes. And we all laughed, oh, ha, ha, ha. And then he went on to give the spiel. It lasted 15 to 20 minutes. He told us everything about the whole, but he was like such a delightful person. You couldn't
right. It was like,
dare interrupt.
If you were, if were you tired?
Yeah, we've been like traveling for 8 hours.
Right. Like if that was like the next morning, you'd be like, this is perfect.
Yeah. But the resort was beautiful. And then the park is, I'd never been to the Smoky Mountains before.
Oh, they're beautiful.
And it was fall. So
perfect.
And I'm California.
You don't do fall. You don't know from fall. How was it? Did you love it?
It was incredible.
You would love fall.
I know. I've always said I would love fall. Because I like Halloween, you know?
Right. Oh, I also say this. I was very lucky, I feel like, with New York, too. When I got there, it was cold for a few days, and then it was perfect hoodie weather.
Oh.
It was, the weather was great.
Does it get cold at night? Like, colder at night?
It does get colder at night, and those first few days were really cold, but then after that, I was like, oh, this is fine. It was like I did layers because I don't really have a winter coat because I haven't lived in New York for years.
Sure.
But like two blankets. Like it was like just cold.
Well, do you know the number?
Like I don't. It was probably in the 40s. Low 40s.
Okay.
I just measured my blankets. Yeah.
I love when you turn to the weatherman. Tomorrow's going to be...
bring a shawl. Bring a shawl.
Yeah, a windbreaker and shorts would be fine.
Depending on how your ankles usually go.
I don't need the math.
Right.
What do I have to do all the work?
I have to interpret the numbers for you. So, Dollywood.
Like the leaves were like a different color every day.
Yeah.
You know? And like the park is like you're surrounded by trees. Like there's trees everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And also like after like Disneyland's become, I feel like, just like an ordeal, and it feels like they don't want you there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's like the total opposite there. Like there are like places to sit everywhere.
Yeah.
There was one section that was just literally like 30 rocking chairs in the shade.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is heaven. And then the first ride we went on, like my mom's like loves roller coasters. She's in her 70s. And the first one we saw was this like wooden one. Lightning Rod. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, this is a wooden one. Big deal. You know, we've been on those.
They're legit roller coasters.
Yeah. Because we knew something. There are all these signs like, don't have your cell phone. You have to take everything out of your pockets. We're like, whatever. It's just a wooden coaster. My God. It's going to be bumpy. But then you sit down in the seats and there's these like flaps that come out and hold your legs in place. And we're like, oh shit, this thing's no fuck. And then it just launches you up this hill. It's one of the most intense rides I've ever been on in my life. I was literally speechless for like 30 seconds on the ride. Like I was like, this is so insane. This roller. I was shocked by the intensity.
That's awesome.
It was, and then we were just all laughing our head. My mom loved it, you know, and every ride was incredible.
Yeah.
Every ride, like the theming is wonderful. Although there is a Pirates of the Caribbean style like ride.
Yes.
And it's themed to like 1800-ish firefighters.
Okay.
Except it used to be a boat ride.
Yeah.
Oh. Snakes got in there.
Yeah.
So they drained the water. Oh, we talked about this with Joan. I think. So they drained it. So now you're just zipping by. Imagine if you're on Pirates of the Caribbean, but there's no water and it's just a roller coaster.
Yeah.
So you're going by these like vignettes with like animatronics. You're like, oh, what happened? Didn't have time to take it in, but it was still very charming.
Yes.
And the people, I only saw one Trump shirt. We only saw one dad freak out. So I thought that was even like people were so friendly.
Uh-huh.
I overheard there was this woman, this older lady riding like her like scooter. And just heard her go, now where the hell's that smoking section? And the best thing we overheard was in the gift shop.
Okay.
We heard an older lady say, Tammy, come look at this baby. She says it's male, but he's too pretty. And then the other one said, that just means he's going to be a heartbreaker. I'm like, wow. I'm in heaven. What is happening? This is perfect.
You went from a Disney gay to a Dollywood gay.
Yeah, and then my goal was to buy a mug.
Okay.
John, I bought four mugs.
Whoa.
Well, my brother bought one of them.
Mark, wow.
I went nuts. But I will say, like, I left. I always make this a rule now when I travel. Like, don't regret not buying, like, a little something. You know what I mean?
Bring something back.
If there's something you want, just get it. Big deal. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Otherwise, you're going to regret it. And I left with everything, really happy with what I got, and I didn't regret anything. I didn't, you know what I mean?
Oh, you got to have Dollywood with no regrets. That's so wonderful.
Yeah, and like the whole family had like a great time.
That's great. It sounds like you had just like a fun, positive, all-around trip.
Yeah, it like exceeded my expectations.
That's so great.
And it was super fun to do it. It was like as a family, like something none of us had done before.
Right.
And we all like hung together the whole time pretty much.
Oh, okay. There wasn't like
my nephews weren't too cool. They like hung out with the old farts, you know?
Nice.
Even my one nephew, Drew. Shout out to Drew if he's listening.
Drew.
He had the map. So we
Drew, where are we going? This next, yes.
He was a great navigator.
That's great.
It was super fun.
That's wonderful.
We did see a show called Harmonies of the Heart.
Okay.
It was a legit, really, like it had a live band.
Yep.
And then it was like five middle-aged singers of all shapes and sizes. Like it was like nice to see the performers matching the audience. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And they kept introducing too, like, this is Dolly's cousin and this is Dolly's niece.
Right.
And they reminded us a couple times. But they also, they just sang songs from like her songbook, but also like not just the hits. They had some deep cuts.
Sure. There's a lot. That's quite a, you know,
they were all like
a catalog.
Singers.
Of course.
We did a tour of her tour bus.
Yo, I've been on that tour. That's fun.
With
that's
the mirrored ceiling.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Of course I noticed
two
that.
Two makeup tables.
Take that, hacks.
Yeah. It was like totally like, oh, I think this was used in like, this was done around 93, I'm guessing, by the aesthetics of it all.
Right, right.
But it was really, it was a blast. I highly recommend Dollywood.
Yeah, Dollywood's great.
But all right. Are we done catching up?
Did we catch up?
I think so.
So now we're going to... Do we have some questions? Is that what you want to talk about?
Go to the questions?
Sure. What else can we do?
We could talk about a movie we just saw.
Oh, right. I think the one thing... What have you been watching? Let's do that next.
I finished watching The Good Fight.
And then you...
Christine Baranski.
Yes, of course.
And I'll do a quick spoiler here.
All right.
The finale does something I didn't think you could do on TV.
Okay.
John Cameron Mitchell plays like this. He's a recurring character who plays like a gay conservative.
Gotcha.
And in the finale, he comes into the law firm and says, Ron Santis sexually assaulted me.
Oh.
And I was like, I didn't know you could like, this seems like such like hot.
Potentially libelous.
Hot potato, you know what
right.
I mean? But it was amazing. Like the show is audacious. It's like really captures the absurdity of our times.
Okay.
They cast a lot of Broadway people as judges.
I know, right? I've heard that.
Audra McDonald's in it.
Yeah.
And then I went down to Audra McDonald wormhole.
How was that for you?
It was fun. She is such like, her like character Liz is so different from this like soprano.
Right.
She
yeah.
She is. And she's like amazing on The Good Fight. So I never really
right.
knew much of her like music. Like I forgot she was in Beauty and the Beast. But I listened to her...
Beauty and the Beast? She's in
the remake.
Oh.
The live action one.
Oh, who was she?
She's like a... One of the objects.
Okay, gotcha.
A utensil.
She was she the dust or the French maid?
No, she sings like an aria or something.
They probably added it for her.
What's the big wardrobe lady? She's not Mrs. Potts.
No, she's
who
not Angela Lansbury.
Potts?
I don't know.
In the new one. That new one was awful. Did you see it?
Of course I saw it. And of course, yes, it was awful.
It was awful. She has a cover of, I don't guess you don't call it a cover, Maybe This Time.
Oh, sure.
Cabaret. Incredible.
Yeah, she's great.
Would you call that a cover? She performs.
I could say, yeah, she did. She sang that song. You don't need to say cover.
And then I listened to this ragtime song she did.
Oh, Your Daddy's Hands? Your Daddy's Son?
Wheels of Time.
Oh, Wheels of a Dream.
Wheels of a Dream.
With Brian Stokes Mitchell.
I never heard. I knew Ragtime is based on E.L. Doctorow.
Yes,
and it's like not a very long book. It's only like 300 pages.
It's like a 3-hour musical.
Yeah,
and there's two. I think it's very good. Some people love it.
I like
it's
the
sort
song.
Of like big and epic.
It was catchy.
The songs are good. It's almost like it's just like so many anthems. It's so many big soaring ballads, big soaring
kind of
like
gets exhausting.
It a little bit gets exhausting, and it also is just in its defense, it's trying to do a lot of story.
You
and
know
so
what
there's
show
a
has really good like song variety.
What?
Cats.
Okay, not a lot of people would agree with you on that, but okay.
Well, you got that. I always think that you got that Mr. Skimbleshanks.
Skimbleshanks, the railway
is that
cat.
His name?
Skimbleshanks.
Him, and then you got that, which is like pretty goofy, like
yeah, very
ball.
Goofy.
And then you got Memory.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that diversity, right
the
there.
Gamut.
You got
and then
from Skimbleshanks to Memory.
Then I feel like there's a bunch of fall in between.
Right. Uh huh. So yeah, but you
I
like
guess
it.
Little Shop has the most.
The most? I think. I don't know.
What
there's
does a, have the most? Hairspray.
You would probably say. Like the most variety would probably be something like Follies because there's like contemporary numbers are singing, but then there are also all these old pastiches. Like this is like supposed to be like a 20s number. This is supposed to be like a number from like the.
Weren't they really numbers from the 20s and
30s? No. Stephen Sondheim wrote them, but he did them so well that they actually like succeed in feeling like a number from that time.
They feel like a classic.
Exactly.
Wow.
Like Broadway Baby feels like a Broadway classic, and it is, but it felt like a Broadway classic.
And it is.
The first time you heard it.
There's a Sondheim thing happening at the Pasadena Playhouse in December.
Like a tribute?
Yeah, like probably a concert.
Oh, nice.
I'd go to that.
I'd go to that.
They're a little pricey, though.
They are. Especially at a tribute. I like how you're like whispering directly into a microphone. Oh, I wish there was a picture of this right now.
But yeah, that would be fun though to hear. Because like I said, like I like hearing this stuff live because it's easier. You appreciate it more.
Absolutely.
You know, that's when a musical's, go figure. That's when a musical's at its best. So I really like The Good Fight. And I'm loving Andor.
Oh, I haven't started that yet. Everyone loves it though.
It's great. Okay. No references to anything.
Oh, it's its own wonderful world. It's its own
thing, and it is actually like literally very suspenseful.
Yeah. My husband even is like, I think I want to watch Andor. And he doesn't like those shows. So I'm excited to start watching that. I'm still working my way through Clone Wars. I've started season 5. I like it a lot.
Clone Wars is fun.
It is really fun. It's gotten better as it's gone along,
I
feel.
Yeah, I think they get more confident or sure, like kind of figure out what the show is.
And like more of a sense of like, here's who the characters are.
See the one where that one Jedi like betrays his troopers?
Yes, I just saw the one where they get their kyber crystals.
Don't you hate him?
He's the worst.
Ugh.
Have you watched all of the Star Wars stuff? Like, have you watched Rebels?
Have I watched what?
Rebels. There was another animated show.
Oh, I watched half of Rebels.
Okay, how about Bad Batch?
I watched most of Bad Batch.
I started Bad Batch, but I don't think I'm good with the show. Like, what I think is good for
me. Finish Clone Wars first.
I'm doing it in chronological order. Okay. So after whatever Clone Wars. Like, then I'm watching that Star Wars movie, and that like I've found a list that says
Star
like
Wars movie,
the third one in the prequel trilogy,
Revenge of the Sith.
Yes,
that's the best one of the prequels.
I rewatched, like I started from the beginning. I watched Phantom Menace. That like I've been doing that. I don't know why. Just a dumb nerd project I gave myself.
Yeah, you've been working on this a while. Through. That's what you need to focus on.
Is that what I need to focus on?
Clone Wars.
All of Clone Wars.
Are you gonna watch the Ewok movies?
They're not put on the list, but I could
They're
put them
Disney
in there.
They're on Disney+.
All right, then. I'll
Caravan
find out where
Courage.
They are. I think I watched the TV movies, right?
Yeah.
I definitely watched them when they came out. Because I also remember when they came out, there was a whole thing of like, if you tune into this radio station, you can hear a more symphonic soundtrack that's like synced up for these TV specials. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. That's such a weird technology.
Right. People like, don't do anymore.
Go figure. Right. Our TVs have amazing speakers. We're just fine.
Oh, we don't need to go get weird 3D glasses from 7-Eleven to watch this movie? Okay.
When Star Wars was first on pay-per-view, this was like 70, 80 maybe?
Maybe.
My parents got it. And like we had the neighbors came. I'm sure I've talked. And
of
like
course.
The neighbors came over.
It was
over,
an event for the street.
And my dad hooked up the stereo speakers to the TV.
Wow.
And it was great.
I bet.
It was like all the kids were in their pajamas and all.
Right. Just like
in front
eight
of
you on like a couch.
Yeah. No, on the carpet. Like just lying down in front of the TV. It was amazing. Good time.
That's fun.
So you're going to watch Droids, the 80s cartoon?
That's not. That isn't on the list either. So
you can skip it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, what have you been watching besides Clone War? Anything else?
My husband and I just finished watching Drag Race France.
Or no.
It's good. There's just so much Drag Race now. It's insane.
I'm not watching any of them right now.
I'm halfway through the most recent España. I haven't watched the Philippines. I haven't started the new UK. And there's another one.
Have you ever watched Dragula? On Shudder?
I watched a little bit of Dragula once.
So much Dragula. There's a new season. It's
like all winners?
Titans, yeah.
Titans.
It's basically they're all stars.
Okay, I'll
watch
that.
I watched
the
first one.
I watched like one of the first episodes and like ended with them like in a box and someone pissing on them. And I was like, I don't think this is my show.
It's a mix of like Fear Factor.
Yeah.
But because it is funny seeing drag queens do Fear Factor stunts.
I'm sure it's great. I should watch it.
The new season's fun.
All right, I'll
definitely
watch
the first
that.
One, but it was wild. What about any movies, John? It's an
movies.
Amazing year for movies.
It is
Everyone's
a great year for movies.
It.
You've been saying it twice.
Twice. I won't shut up.
Yeah, I just recently watched Wakanda Forever.
And?
I liked it. I thought it was like...
Overstuffed.
Overstuffed. And parts of it, just for some reason, just my headspace, I was like, this is really silly. Like, in a way, they're like, well, of course, like all the sign stuff where it was just like an image of like... a DNA helix, and she would like play with a ball, and
oh,
she would like twist
yeah.
it, and it would blue, and they'd be like, got it. And like, I get it, it's a Marvel movie, and like, who cares? But
right.
for some reason, it just like, I just felt so absurd to me, like so silly to me.
Like performance art?
Yeah, in a way that I was just like, this is ridiculous.
Her clothes were amazing.
The clothes were incredible. And also, I found myself being like, I'm kind of Team Namor on a lot of this.
Of course.
So, and he was great and so sexy, nice to look at.
Very sexy. I feel like the shorts could be tweaked.
Sure, I see that.
I thought it was the best Marvel movie in a while. But sure. Still fine. But not,
I agree.
It was so much. It's kind of, I thought it was like, they're setting up like three different Disney Plus shows at the same time. Like there's these scenes with Julia Louis-Dreyfus
that
have nothing to do with, she never meets a Wakandan.
Right.
She never, so her, you could remove her, and it's just to set up like Thunderbolts. And that feels like crass to do that in this movie.
When I get
it's
what
all
you're
about
saying.
Chadwick Boseman, you know, it's a tribute to Chadwick. But you're like, oh, during your eulogy, could you mention, you know, Thunderbolts is coming out, and could you bring up Ironheart on Disney Plus in 2023? You know, it just felt like kind of, and like,
I agree.
So these storylines just had no time to breathe. You know, there's no time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just was like exposition. Like the opening, like 15 minutes are very moving.
Absolutely.
Because you also just think about these actors having like literally grieving. On
right.
Screen,
they're
know,
talking about this character, but they're talking about this person.
And it's so like, oh, just how did any of them get through this movie?
Is absolutely.
But then after that, there's just so many fucking, like every character has a storyline and there's just too much happening. Like,
there's too much happening. And also they were like, this is the end of phase four. Is that what this phase is?
Yes.
And I was like,
well,
this
they don't say that in the movie.
No, but they say, but like going into it, they're like, Black Panther Wakanda Forever is the end of phase four. And it didn't feel like there's anything.
It is the end of phase four.
I think.
It's not. It's setting up. It's all part of setting up phase five because we got Ant-Man and Wasp Quantumania.
But I've heard
still.
That's the first movie of phase five. And this was
maybe,
Wakanda Forever was supposed
Who
to.
Cares?
I don't feel like.
I don't know.
It just felt like. I felt like in the PR leading up to it,
well,
I
that's
was.
That's the PR.
I expected.
That's not.
I agree,
that
but
movie.
It also makes me go, like, oh, what? You ask yourself that question, like, oh, I thought they were going to serve this, and they didn't.
Well, you could tell it was all just like filled, because like this movie was had such like a crazy schedule. You know what I mean?
I'm
things
sure.
were like fucking. So I don't think it was like really hard for them to tie in. That's why there's really weird things where they just keep saying like the scientist when they mean Riri Williams, the Iron Man. But I'm assuming when it was like they were shooting, they didn't know who that character was going to be.
Oh, that's entirely
you say,
possible.
You know what I mean? So, because why wouldn't you say the girl or Riri? Why wouldn't you?
Right.
But the scientist is such like a generic placeholder. It could have been Mr. Fantastic. It could have been
sure.
Bruce Banner.
Could have been Victor Von Doom.
You know
right.
what I mean? It was just
absolutely.
Like, so it just, ugh. And then you realize they're saying the scientist so fucking much.
Right. Yeah,
and there's
feels
just
so
like
absurd.
No, it's hard to like. I like. There's a big other death in it. I'll say.
Yeah.
And I didn't really like feel anything because it was like there's no. It wasn't set up in it. You know what I mean?
I agree.
There's no arc pain offering. There's no like.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all exposition. It's like I wish they would have just went like smaller and just had it been
right.
Shuri and Ramonda and you know just like almost like. It was just like bit off so much that it was just like everything gets lost.
Absolutely.
But Namor is fucking hot.
That's true.
That underwater city was disappointing, though.
It's pretty just like, bland. It's all just CGI. I don't care.
But then, like, she's just hanging out in a room full of... And why did they ever try to take off their water masks?
Yeah, there was so much stuff to her. I was like, they said, we want to kill this person. We want to kill this person. You have her. Why haven't you killed her?
Yeah, what are you waiting
there
for?
There was so much stuff like that I was just like, I don't understand
also,
why anyone's doing whatever they're doing.
They already have the plans for... She built it, but they already have... I'm sure the government has the plans of how to build a new one. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
That's why, like, I don't care. I've said I don't care about plot holes if I like the movie.
Right.
But when the movie's so unengaged, that's all you see.
Sure.
But it was still the best, because it is, like, the best cast. I think that has the best stable actors of all the Marvel franchises.
Right. There's a way in which, like, a lot of the individual pieces are still enjoyable.
There's still, like, good moments. Like, Angela Bassett has incredible moments.
Of course.
But it's just, like, an incredible moment. Like, ultimately, I do think the trailers were better. They were. Yeah. I got more emotional impact from the trailers.
Fair.
You know?
Fair. So, anything else you've seen?
Saw Tar. Love Tar.
I still haven't seen Tar yet.
Decision to Leave.
Which one's that?
It's the new Chan-Woo Park. I might be getting that name wrong. Don't come at me. he did like Old Boy.
Oh, that was fun.
What else did I like? Triangle of Sadness. It's a lot of fun.
That I hear is great.
It's like very, it's not like the smartest, like most brilliant movie, but
okay.
You know, it's not the most subtle movie, I guess.
Perfect.
But it's still like very enjoyable.
Awesome.
I've seen After Sun.
I haven't seen that one. How was it?
That's great. I saw that Armageddon Time. Snooze. Fell asleep twice.
Sorry.
There's been great stuff. I'm excited to see The Fabelmans.
My husband saw that. He came home and was like, yeah, it was good. And then a few days later, he's like, I keep thinking about The Fabelmans.
Oh, also Banshees of Inisherin, I really liked.
Oh, you like that?
That one's a blast.
Okay. Do you like Margaret McDonough? Yeah. Yes.
I loved In Bruges.
Yeah.
And Bruges is incredible. I've only seen that in Three Billboards, but I did.
Oh, yeah. Three Billboards is not good.
Was stinky. Do you like him?
I do. I've seen a bunch of his plays, and they're great. They're so fun to watch. He's like, writes such great stuff for actors.
Which is all you want as a writer.
Exactly.
You know, as an actor?
As an actor, of course. Like, there's a way in which, like, hey, if the actors are, like, even if they're just being hammy, if they're really good at it, who cares?
Right. But then, like, some people are like, oh, Tim Burton, though, every movie is such a visual feast. And those people are, like, visual feast people. And, like, sure. both people are right. Actor
of
fans,
course.
And, you know what I mean?
Of course. And when you can combine all of them, that's when true magic happens.
Movie magic is born. That's
so effortless. But when everything's working together.
It
gels. Don't you find?
Yeah. I do.
Speaking of gels, cells in your Excel spreadsheet?
Oh, yes. We asked you guys to email us questions, and we got a bunch of responses. We're going to go through them now.
All righty. Let's hear these responses.
We're going to hear the questions. We're going to provide
you
the responses.
You said we got responses.
Oh, we got responses. Oh, you're right. All right. But okay. We got to respond to these responses.
Okay, let's do it.
First one, I don't know who sent any of these, so we'll deal with it. That was how it was last time, though, and nobody complained. All right, our first one. Tell us your celebrity crushes.
Celebrity crushes.
John, as we know, doesn't like picking favorites.
Or isn't that horrible of me?
Single things.
I mean, Namor is like the most recent
one,
definitely. Don't you think? I mean, he's the one who I've most recently has been like, oh, hello.
Hot new wet hunk.
Definitely.
Did you
love
his
a wet hunk.
Angel wings.
Those were cute.
Do you like Namor in the comics?
I don't know much about Namor in the comics.
He's a bitch. And
he's sort of like nasty.
He's more sexual in the comics. Like, he like wants to fuck every woman.
Yes.
He,
that
like,
I know.
He steals away Sue Storm.
He tries to. Did he?
Yeah. I don't know. Right. I mean, could you blame her?
I guess. I don't know. Reed Richards? He's probably not very good. He's like fucking her with his rubber dick while like his head is off doing some science thing. Yeah.
Focus, Reed. He
Reed,
has a hard time focusing.
He does. He probably has ADHD.
I'd say you gotta sleep with him at least once.
Yeah,
though.
How about you? Who's your big celebrity crush right now?
It's always just Tom Hardy. I always just think he's hot, but I don't like research him or anything.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a while since I've done like, I'm just gonna Google this person.
Right. And I don't follow too many like hunks just for like hunk's sake.
Gotcha.
But I always like Tom Hardy. He's always
so like on Instagram, like what do you mostly follow on Instagram?
Friends.
Gotcha.
I'm on Instagram a lot.
Gotcha.
I don't go deep. Like, I like open Instagram and I kind of look at the first thing I see and then I don't ever scroll down.
Okay.
And then I sometimes click on the first one or two stories.
Like reels.
Like,
gotcha.
It. I don't like, I just see what is immediately presented and don't pursue it any further.
Gotcha. I see. That makes sense.
I can't really get into TikTok.
TikTok, I have sort of gotten a little obsessed with over the past week. Just
obsessed?
Not obsessed, but just giving it too much time. What with the Daryl Brooks trial, the Elon Musk, and also like just the midterms.
You're following the Elon Musk thing on TikTok, not Twitter?
I mean, I just get most people on TikTok being like, this crazy thing just happened.
Oh,
this crazy thing
like
just happened.
Recaps?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so it's
fun.
Sort of fun.
Well,
a lot of that. So it's a good time for TikTok.
Online.
But we need to do less of it.
So your celebrity crush was
Namor.
Namor. Mine's always Tom Hardy.
Is there like who's like the most latest one that you've had?
I don't know. I don't get celebrity crushes. I'm attracted to the person.
Wow, that's so noble.
Thank you. The guy from After Sun's really hot. Paul Mescal, who's also in Normal People.
All right, I'll look him up.
Oh, there's a guy. Oh, White
there
Lotus.
Oh,
season 2 of White Lotus. Lot of hunks.
Yeah.
That show's really, especially season 2, Will Sharp, his shower scene was very good.
That was a very good shower scene.
I was like,
Sharp.
Thank you, Mike White. I really have been enjoying White Lotus.
I do too.
It's better not to binge it because I think it's a nice Sunday night.
I think that one is perfect
hang,
for that. Yeah.
You know? And it's just
like a mood.
Nice, yeah. It's just relaxing.
Feels like you're in Italy kind of for an hour.
With like the most hilarious dialogue.
Right. And also like crazy weird stuff. And like the writing's so smart. Like my husband and I are like, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Like the idea that like it could be a lot of things and you don't necessarily
like where it's
want
going,
more. Like in a lot, there's some things that I feel like we're like the Aubrey Plaza and that like those two couples, the two young couples were like, we think this is what's going on, but we're not entirely sure, but that's fun.
Yeah. You like, did you ever watch Lost?
I did, but for some reason I
into like theories and all that kind of
no,
stuff.
No, when Lost was on for some of it, Jeff Hiller and I were roommates and I remember we would watch an episode and he, as soon as the episode was over, he would get on the phone with his sister and they would talk for like 2 hours about the
That's
most
fun.
Recent hour long episode. But my brain, I'm just like so bad at retaining things. So especially a show like Lost, like I think I would do better if I, yes, I was lost, literally. I think I would probably be better binging.
Sure.
For me, because I remember while watching it, I would ask questions and Jeff Hiller would be like, you have literally asked the same question 3 weeks in a row. Would like, when it's like, who is that person again? Like, that's this one. He does this. And I'm like, oh, right. Like, he's like, you ask this every, like, it's
was
like,
it always Ben Linus?
I don't remember.
Ugh. It also doesn't matter. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Sure. It was Lost. But at the time, people were obsessed with it.
People were obsessed with Lost. That was our latest celebrity crush on this guy in like the third episode who hops into the pool.
Oh, that guy.
Woo, hunky. I thought he was the guy from Stranger Things, the bully Billy.
Oh, no.
All right. Our next question. I know there are a lot, but could we get the gayest Marvel movie of the Infinity Saga? Ooh. And would also love to see more bonus apps where you discuss other gay things in pop culture. All right. That's fun.
We could do that.
We like other gay things.
Gayest Marvel movie.
Maybe Captain America, The First Avenger, does have a musical number. And it is set in the 40s.
Gotcha. Would a TV show be gayer? Like, would WandaVision be gayer than any movie?
That's not technically part of the Infinity Saga. That was not the question.
Okay, sorry. Whew. So the Infinity Saga is what? Up until Infinity Wars? So that was like right after Infinity
Endgame.
Wars. Okay. Yeah. Is the Thor Ragnarok in that?
It is. Maybe
that Thor. Probably Thor Ragnarok, I would say, is probably the gayest one.
They're all pretty like, there's also like sexless.
True.
You know, like all you have to go is like hot guys, I guess. And,
but also like there's none, like there was virtually no female led ones. There's Black Widow. But yeah. That doesn't feel like it's part of that saga because it came after.
I don't think it technically is. It's not.
I think it is canonically, but not like actual movie wise.
Because it doesn't tie into anything. Yeah. Like Infinity Stones. But even that's not very gay.
It's like lesbianic. Is that a word one can use?
Her and her sister.
Well, I don't know. I could Ms. Marvel. Maybe is that part of the?
Nope.
Okay.
Captain Marvel. Maybe Captain Marvel. That has lesbian energy.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's tough.
I mean, the
Thor Ragnarok, Captain Marvel.
The first Avengers movie, like that was Joss Whedon. Like that had a lot of like really like quippy like brunch energy in the like scenes.
Sure.
So maybe that.
It has the famous shawarma scene.
Famous.
Did you get shawarma in New York?
I did.
And?
Delicious.
Oh.
So good.
What was the worst meal you had?
I don't know. When I first arrived in New York, it was late, and the only thing that was open was a bodega, and I had, like, shitty, like, bodega.
In New York, the city that never sleeps?
Yeah, it sleeps a lot
clothes.
More now. I had just, like, shitty bodega pizza, but I was like, this is shitty bodega pizza, and, like, because I hadn't had it in years,
living.
I was like, yes, I'm back, bitches. So in a way, that was the worst meal I had, but there was something that was very sweet and romantic about it. So it didn't feel bad.
It was nostalgic.
Indeed.
Had a pull. Like Ratatouille, when he had
exactly.
the Ratatouille.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
That's such a flashback. So what do we think, ultimately? Gayest Marvel movie?
I don't know. I would guess Captain Marvel. I think that would be a good one.
Captain Marvel. Okay.
All right. And then we do want to do more bonus episodes of other things. They'll happen. Who knows when?
Okay.
This month has seen a dip into international movies. What about La Cage aux Folles 1, 2, and 3? I haven't bothered with 3. It appears to be the dub version, and I'm not spending the money to find out. I haven't seen any of those.
I have not seen any of those movies either. Seen The Birdcage, seen the musical La Cage aux Folles a couple times.
And?
It's Jerry Herman.
What does that tell me?
It tells you that Jerry Herman wrote the score. It's very like classic Broadway.
What else? Did he do the Superman one?
No, he did Hello Dolly.
Would that be so crazy
Mame.
If he did a Superman, though?
It wouldn't
was
be that crazy.
Guess?
No. That was Charles Strauss, I believe.
Is the music fun?
For La Cage aux Folles?
La Cage aux Folles.
Yeah.
And it's in English?
It is, yes.
But we haven't seen the movies. I don't know.
No, but I could see that. I mean, they're classics.
Are they? I don't know if they are, honestly. I don't know if I'd say they're just because they're old doesn't mean they're classic.
But I think they were like iconic at the time, so in that way they're like an important category.
I don't know if they're classics.
Oh, you're not saying like they're you're not okay. I mean, but no one's seen it, so who knows?
Exactly.
Maybe we bring out the La Cage songs. Maybe we launch it.
La Cage aux Folles. We do want to do more. I think we're going to do Fall Madovar next year too. I really thought it was.
I thought that was really fun. Yeah, I'd love to do that again.
You know what I mean? It's like also a good, like, oh, we're going to at least watch 3 weeks in a row of good movies.
Right, exactly.
Maybe 4 weeks next year, you know?
That's true. This is how it worked out this time.
And he's got a plenty.
He does. He's got over 20, so we're
but
good.
It was like fun to watch. Oh, yeah, real movies are great.
Yeah. And it was also, I will say this, fun to watch, especially going from the first two to Pain and Glory, where it was like, oh, this is like 20 or 30 years later.
Bit of an arc.
Definitely.
And I think we'll probably do that same pattern.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. I feel like when you... I'm just reading. This is how it's submitted.
Okay.
I feel like when you, parentheses, okay, John, talk about gay icons, you often refer to Cher, Barbara, Judy, Liza, queens all, but for the most part, are retired from acting regularly in films.
Okay.
Are there any modern female actors or singers who appearance in a film would get a good score in gay icons? And yes, this is because I'm still smarting about the low mark you gave Viola Davis and Eat, Pray, Love. My friends and I worship at the altar.
I would say Lady Gaga definitely is in that category. I think
Katy Perry, that endorsement of Rick Caruso did not help her status.
Selena Gomez, she's like a pop and an actress.
Yeah, but like, are either of those that good? Her songs or her acting?
I feel like her music is just like not my general. Like, I'm sure if I sat down and listened to her, I'd be like, oh, these are great. She's got a couple of them. I don't know. I just haven't. I know.
Maybe that should be
a bonus. You promised the world and we fell for it.
Bonus episode. The music.
We could do that. I thought she was great in Murders in the Building.
What about Viola Davis? Gay icon?
Sure, but she's not also like a singer type. That was kind of the question, wasn't it?
No. He said they have those ladies you have mentioned have retired from acting.
Oh,
do you
more
have
or less,
to be a
yeah.
singer to be a gay? You could be.
No, but all of those people were in that category. So there's that right. way.
So you put saying, ones who sing and acts higher?
There's something that's sort of like gayer about it, I think.
But like iconic is such like, because Bjork, you could say, is a gay icon, I would say.
Absolutely.
But she's not really an actor, even though she was in The Northman. Don't come at me. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like, you can't say Bjork isn't one of the most like top 10 most iconic people of the whole time, you know?
Right.
So, and she's not really an actor.
Right. So you're saying.
So shouldn't the reverse also be true? Like actors who aren't singers, like that also seems fair.
But Bjork does have both.
No, I'm just saying like a Viola Davis who doesn't sing.
Absolutely, sure.
Could be considered just as iconic as Bjork. And I would say so.
Sure. I'm not fighting you.
We're just still in Viola Davis's peak. And I feel like, you know what I mean?
We're not giving her due.
Yeah.
Who else? What's her name? Ooh, she's married to Warren
Christine
Beatty.
Christine Baranski. The aforementioned. She's Annette Bening. Annette Bening's fun. Always think.
Glenn Close.
Sure.
Poor woman. God, you just want to see her get an Oscar, don't you?
Susan Lucci.
It's true, she wasn't Annie Get Your Gun for a few weeks on Broadway many years ago.
Who else? I guess modern. And
maybe
also,
like a Jennifer Hudson?
Cher, Barbara, Judy, Liza. Are there any modern? Excuse me, Cher is dating like a 30-year-old. Okay, I do think of it as to Cher being not referred to
not
as
modern.
She's on Twitter.
She is.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
But I get what you're saying. I mean, then we get to like Barbara, Judy, Liza. Like it's like.
Right.
Although Liza's older than Judy, if they're saying. Judy Dench.
Sure. She still acts.
Not quite modern, though. Evangeline Lilly? No. Absolutely.
There are
not.
Plenty of people who I think are like
Angela
more.
Angela Bassett?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Maybe it's Selena Gomez, I guess. I don't know. Kelly Osbourne?
I mean, Celine Dion, if she acted more, sure.
Oh, she acts. It's just not on the movies.
Right. But it's a different stage. There's always a performance, darling.
All right. Our next question. Who is John's favorite sibling?
I love them all differently in very different, wonderful ways.
Yeah, but which one do you love the most?
The one who I'm compared to a lot is my older sister, and people often ask if we are twins.
What's the age difference?
She is 3 years older than me.
Are you guys like back to back in the birth?
No. She and my brother are a year apart. Then there's 3 years, there's me, then there's 4 years of my younger sister. So we are overall a 9-year spread.
Is it just like physically similar or like personality-wise?
Personality-wise.
Oh, really?
Like we sound like we have very similar like rhythms, and I think we just do look alike. So people are always just like, it's kind of weird.
Would you guys be good teams in like board games and stuff?
We would definitely have fun. Yeah. Like we make each other, like there's a way in which like sometimes other people in our family can be like, oh, those two are like speaking their own language. But I love my brother and my sister equally.
But it's a little more special with this.
There's something,
sister.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A special connection.
How about you?
I only have one sibling. Okay. Who's my favorite sibling of yours? Well, I don't know. Who's the middle child? Who's the most middle child?
I'm the most middle child.
That tracks.
There okay. you go. Okay.
And then they had a follow-up. What's your favorite carol to sing as your family gathers at Christmas? I did not submit this question.
What is my favorite carol?
When you got the Flynns are all gathered. You're walking, snow flurries behind you, hands full of presents.
What are we going to sing?
John's here.
We might sing something from Emmett Otter's Joke Band Christmas.
Hole in the Washtub?
There Ain't No Hole in the Washtub. Something from John Denver and the Muppets A Christmas Together.
Barbecue.
That's always do.
Where the river meets the sea.
Where the mountain touches the valley.
I found that song so moving.
It's very pretty.
It's about death.
It's very like 70s, sort of like weirdly poetic, but kind
I
of
do
meaningless
think it's
lyrics.
True. That does have you like leave yeah. this individual and you become part of the greater mm-hmm. cosmos. But you lose your sense of individuality, which
but
is
that's okay.
hard to imagine.
It is.
I've only ever known a sense of individuality.
That's indeed.
But you just have to let go and accept.
There's nothing to do. Just let the river meet the sea. Do it with as much grace as you can muster.
Right?
Great question.
Do you guys sing that one? Really? Where the river meets?
No, we don't like actually sing stuff as much as you think we do, but sure.
This is disappointing. Why don't you have a piano in the house?
No, none of us know how to play. My brother and my nephew might a little bit.
Guitar?
Nope.
Tambourine?
A triangle.
A
wooden egg.
All right, here we go. Do you spend more or less time together than you did before you started the podcast? Well, the COVID of it all.
There was the COVID of it all.
We used
think...
to go to movies a lot, like on Fridays, but then like I got a day job.
Yeah, that I think it's sort of different in that initially we hung out, we didn't have day jobs, so there was a lot of like, oh, do you want to just go to a movie? Do you want to just do this?
Yeah,
do you want to just
get
lunch?
Time.
So that happened, I think, a lot more.
Right.
And I think now, I mean, I think if we didn't have the podcast, we probably wouldn't hang out as much.
Probably not.
But I think it's smart, and I like that we do definitely, that we definitely like hang out outside of the context of the podcast.
Yeah, but it is like a thing, like you have to make an effort.
Yes.
Just because it's easy, like, well, I see John all the time.
Exactly.
Over Zoom.
Uh-huh.
Right, Dahlia? She gets
My
it.
Cat just entered the room.
Cat entered the room. With pizzazz?
Well, I think
would
so.
Would you say?
Dahlia, see if she jumps up on you.
All right. What drives you nuts about each other?
Why don't you go first?
You're bad at texting.
Okay.
I'll say that. For someone who's on his phone constantly.
Watching TikToks. I'm not on my phone constantly.
You're on your phone.
Okay.
But that's about it. But I'm also like, my phone's like just always there next to me all the time. So I'm like I'm paranoid about like forgetting about it. So I'm very quick on the text.
Gotcha.
Which I realize.
I think I sometimes in my head, I'll, for some reason, like just be like, all right, I'll get to that later. Like, I don't know why I make it difficult.
Yeah.
It's my ADHD.
Well, then you probably get more than, I'm sure I'm not the only one you do this to.
That is correct.
So I'm sure it just piles up and then it feels overwhelming.
Exactly. And it feels
like, you're standing right now. Because you have a car coming.
No.
Well, I said mine, John. Lay it on me.
I would just say sometimes just the volume.
Sure. Can't mean to lose weight. Is that a bad joke?
No. Volume.
I can't help it. I don't know. Yeah.
I know. Like, but that's okay. I've made peace with it.
All right. They did have a follow up.
Okay.
It's also volume's not I hope you don't take volume personal.
No. I see you in the world. I know how you are. I know I'm not special in that way.
No. I'm a people pleaser. Or whatever, people aggriever. But what do you love about one another?
What do we love
now
about
you
one another?
You go first.
Okay. What I love about you is I think your sense of humor is like I'm so impressed at how effortlessly funny you are and how quickly funny you are. And I think also you are a very sincere, wonderful friend who genuinely like loves your friends and roots for them and like is supportive of them.
That's so nice. I would say I love about you. You have a very kind, generous heart.
Aww.
You're always there for me when I need you.
Not always on texting, but
not always on texting, but when you're present, you are present. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? You are reliable.
Thank you.
So I know I can always count on you.
Oh, wonderful.
And you teach me a lot. you know? And I think about things you say to me.
A like, five, you know, six, seven, eight?
Yeah. Or just what you told me once years ago, you don't have to swing at everything. And like, it's never, I've never forgotten it. Because you're not wrong. You know, I won't say you're right, but you're not wrong. But like, I respect your opinion so much.
You know? So I respect yours as well, yeah.
So, yeah. All right, now lighter question.
Phew. Oh, God.
We're doing all right? We're doing all right.
We're doing great.
All right. Thanks for Fall Modavar. I hope it becomes an annual festivity like Five Cold Screams and Queen's Choice. It is.
I think it will.
Dare I insist on also having a similarly ongoing dissection of the oeuvre of John Waters, Serial Mom, Hairspray, Polyester, and when can we have your lovely mothers as return guests? P.S. Don't ignore the tilde over the second O in Almodovar. XOXOXO. I think we've been pretty good with the tilde.
Oh, I'll double check. But yeah.
Ongoing John Waters? I don't see why not.
Sure.
That is like a, we've only done one. No.
No, I think just the one. Just Female
Pink,
Trouble.
Female Trouble, right?
Right. We haven't done Pink Flamingos. We haven't done Hairspray, whether the original or the musical.
I mean, we could crank that out in 2 months, like, because he doesn't have that many movies. You know what I mean?
He has a bunch.
But it's not like Almodovar. It's like a third,
True.
You know, it feels more manageable.
I agree.
But I would love to. I feel like those are like big gaps still.
Sure, definitely.
You know?
Maybe we could combine that with
our
Queen's
mothers
Choice.
Coming back?
We could do that.
That'd be fun. Have moms on for Serial Mom.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
And mom on for Pink Flamingos.
Which one would you want your mom on?
Serial Mom.
Pink Flamingos, my husband and I watched it again a few years ago. It is generally still shocking at
points. Absolutely. I just got the Criterion Blu-ray of it. And it's still like...
Oh, my God. There's still moments where you're like, what? Yeah.
It's like a Jackass level.
Yeah.
Further.
Absolutely. Even. Yeah.
It's still shocking and wonderfully, which is like amazing for like a 50-year-old movie.
Exactly.
We'd love to have our moms back, right?
Of course.
All right. Tommy here.
Hey, Tommy.
I hope you someday cover a favorite of mine, Big Business.
Oh, Bette Midler, Lily Tomlin.
That's the one. That's a fun one. It's on Disney Plus.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh, it's fun. It's just like easy breezy 80s
comedy. Sure, 80s comedy with two.
All set in a hotel, farce, door slamming.
Perfect.
It's a perfect like Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon.
Folding laundry movie.
Yeah, it's fun.
Perfect.
And they're both playing like hick and snobs.
Oh, right. You know? Dual casting.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of fun. That being said, if you ever met your never knew they existed twin, what would be the first thing you would do?
Okay.
Fuck it? I don't know.
You would fuck your twin? Mark.
If it's a fantasy, I would try it. You know what I mean?
No, I can't. I'm afraid I can't get on board with
if
that
this
one.
This is just like a fantasy, you know?
I still don't
like,
think I would do
really,
that.
Really, but...
Okay. I guess it depends on how similar we are or different we are to be like... Oh, you've never seen a Broadway show? Let me take you to a Broadway show. Maybe you'll love them the way I love them. Or maybe you'll like this.
Yeah, but I think even if they said, like, oh, I love Broadway shows, you'd be like, but do you love them like I love them?
Yeah, I test them. Test. Do you love them for the right reasons?
But what if they're thinking the same thing? I'm going to test him. Who's going to get? Maybe you'll get nowhere.
Or maybe it'll be, yep, we are twins.
Right?
It's genetic.
Like, what do you do with it? There's these two twins on Amazing Race now, these long-lost twins who only met like a year ago. And they're like in their 30s.
That's crazy.
And they're doing great. They're really sweet.
That's a fun storyline.
It is. That's an amazing story. And they're like, they find out like they were both like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Also, what might be some more long-term goals? We kind of talked about that.
For?
I don't know. Everything?
For the podcast? For life? Darlings? I don't know. I don't think we did talk about it.
Are you going to watch Don't Worry, Darling?
Probably. What is that?
The Olivia Wilde movie. Oh. That all the controversy. You know.
Oh,
Florence
no.
Pugh.
That trailer was the worst.
That was a bad trailer. Long-term goals, we talked about at the top. It's fine. All right. Yeah. Firstly, this is the last one.
Okay, great.
Is that good?
It's great.
Firstly, I just love you guys.
Aw.
You got me through quite a stupid pandemic recently. Secondly.
Which one?
Yeah, which pandemic? Your Mark, your voice is my favorite voice in the world. I'm sure you hear that all the time. I don't. I just heard the opposites.
I didn't say the voice quality. I just said volume.
Sure. Everyone complains about volume of like Maria Callas. And if I'm not Maria Callas, then apparently I'm shit. So my question is simple. What should Dolly Parton do with the $100 million Jeff Bezos just gave her to distribute as she sees fit? See? Simple. Thank you for being so much fun, Heart, Sean Rehack.
Wow, that's quite a question, Mark.
What should Dolly do? $100 million. I saw this interview with Jeff Bezos saying, like, well, it's really hard to give away money. Like, no, it isn't.
Idiot.
Write a fucking check.
God. Venmo is very easy to
like
give money away.
He still wants to be celebrated as a hero for like, yeah. Oh, look at what I'm enduring, giving away money. Fuck you. And him giving $100 million, like me giving like $5 to someone. Right. It's like nothing.
Nothing to him.
Not even $5.
Yeah.
I don't know, low-income housing for people. I feel like we got to get people off the street.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be my number
this
one.
Is maybe mental health, maybe something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, all of that, you know? Like, yeah. We're doing all these empty malls. Turn them into apartment buildings. With like resources, like health clinics. And
right, yeah,
there,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing anything with them.
That sounds like a great idea.
Get rid of Claire's.
Big spaces. Claire's. No, Claire's, that could just be one wing of it.
They could also get accessories.
There you go. Treat yourself.
Julius.
Uh-huh. Movie theater. You don't have to leave. Doesn't matter if it's stormy outside. It's okay.
That'd be wonderful.
Sure.
But and people are treated with dignity.
Yeah.
Thank God Karen Bass won, huh?
Right? Oof.
We just found out moments before we started recording. Thank God for the Gen Zers.
I mean, God bless.
I heard they canceled out every vote that was cast by someone over 65, which is like, oh, thank God. That's the change
that's
we need.
That's what we needed, yeah.
We needed that. And they just don't give a fuck about these, like, cultural, like, they don't care about gay issues or trans.
No,
like,
they're
what
like,
are you talking
stop
about?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're worried about the environment. We're not going to have a place
yeah,
to live.
And abortion rights.
Yeah.
All this, like, weird hangups you guys have are weird.
Right.
You guys are freaks.
Doesn't work for them.
Well, and then someone just said, what's this Eli guy doing, huh? I don't know.
Who?
Nobody knows. Elon.
Oh, right. Yeah. Nobody knows.
That dumb. Well, that's all our questions, John.
That's all our questions, Mark. Thank you for all the questions, everybody.
Yeah, they're great. I'm just going to leave that thing open. Might as well.
Yeah, let's do that.
So that the mailbag will always be open. The link
for catching up.
The link will be in the show notes.
Well, yeah, we'll do something like that.
So,
moving
forward, we're going to do one of these every month for a $7 tier.
Yeah, so you get the regular Patreon level and then you get this. But then we'll figure out a way to do it. So if you are on that tier, you can pitch stuff. Like we can, if you want us to do a certain segment,
you
we can try to do
the Patreon.
Right. Great. So we'll figure that out.
Yeah. But that's it for this next time. And we are starting
Holly Gay Jubilee
is starting up.
Yes.
Olivia Norman coming back.
Classic Two O Queens fave, Olivia Norman.
I do know the movie.
You can say it.
Jingle All the Way.
Very excited.
I've seen parts of it.
I've never seen it.
Never seen. Do you know what it's about?
Is this Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who I like. What's not
yeah.
about Arnold?
Sure.
Charismatic.
Definitely.
So maybe this will be her least worst movie.
Oh, that's right, because what she brought in? The How the Grinch Stole Christmas and
then
wasn't it like a
Grandma's Home for Christmas? What is it called?
The one
going
with that,
to Grandma's House?
Yes, the one with the Mary-Kate and Ashley
Mary
Olsen.
Mary-Kate and Ashley. To Ooh, Grandmother's House we go.
That was it. Not Ira Finkelstein Christmas / All I Want is
no.
Xmas is Smishmas.
But you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Two Old Queens, TWO Old Queens. Follow me on Letterboxd where I maintain all the current movie rankings.
Yes, you can email us, Two Old Queens, TWOOldQueens at gmail.com. We do have a bunch of emails we need to start getting to, but right. We'll do that in the future. Then we also have merch. If you go to TeePublic and search for Two Old Queens, there's a lot of fun stuff you can buy for your wonderful loved ones. It's the holidays, gifts. What could be a better gift than a Two Old Queens phone case and each funny girl onesie?
Glad your phone case in our faces.
Yes.
And also, if you want to follow the Patreon, patreon.com/twooldqueens. And happy
yes.
holidays. They're
yes.
starting.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh,
so
it is.
Have a
happy
Thanksgiving.
Thank you for you.
I'm thankful for you.
And I'm thankful for
and
you.
And we're all both thankful for all of you listening.
Oh, stay
See
safe,
we did.
Everybody. Don't choke on your the
Not
gizzard.
Your turkey or your resentment. Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. We got music by Danny Cohen.
Artwork by Conrad Shin.
And special thanks to Alex Arche and Mike Rennie.
Bye.
Bye. We didn't get that right.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.